Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Swanziger. He's CEO at Manta, manta.com. I encourage you to find out more about what they offer, folks. They're a good company. They've been around a long time and have helped a lot of small businesses. And some of you listening right now are being helped by Manta, and you don't even know it. They just do it for you sometimes, right? I mean, I've found a lot of people that when I was searching for like a little company that sold one certain thing that I wanted, John, the only contact I had was their Manta page.
Yeah, it happens a lot, and we get customers often in that way. You know, I didn't even know I was on here, and this is great, but I'm intimidated by the other 50 places I need to be. That's how we often start helping them.
Well, you know, one of the things that I tell people when they talk about being intimidated, and I understand, I get it, because John, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm intimidated by a lot of this stuff, and I got people doing it for me, but the thing is. What I tell them is you don't have to – the good thing about small businesses, unlike the big companies, we don't have to win the race, but we have to participate in the race.
Yeah.
That's what I tell them. You don't have to win. You don't have to be in the lead pack. You just have – but you do have to show up. And so this – folks, we're talking about a poll that they took. Quite a few small business owners responded to this on marketing strategies. John, can they find this on the website too?
Yeah. This is posted on our website as well. We have a lot of different content. Really, I mean, part of what Manta has too is just a lot of content on information on marketing, information on lending, you know, kind of whatever small businesses want. We try to put together a library. It's really easy to find that information.
Check that out, folks. So what is something else about the poll that you saw that you thought was either interesting or surprising?
I thought that what the small business plans are for 2017 was really interesting, because although 45% said, you know, social media was really important, to date, for 2017, it jumped to 65.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked them, you know, what do you plan to do in 2017? 65% said integrating social marketing more into their plan. And then the next thing was trade show at 15%. So that's not even close. And then mobile marketing was third, which I was actually surprised that even cracked the top three, but that's only 13%. So, you're basically, it's coming for full circle to, not only is social media important, it is getting more important. It's not really understood, and a lot of the basic things that the business can do to improve their social marketing that don't cost a ton are not being done. So that that compounded it for me we really have a challenge here for a lot of small businesses,
right?
Because they know this is really important, but they're not sure what to do with it.
Well, the thing is, on the one hand, I could take credit for the trade show, because I've been beating that horn, that drum for a long time. But then I'd have to be honest and say I'd also have to say that I wasn't successful because of the third one, because I've been saying for a long time that mobile computing is the future.
Yeah.
And so I've got kind of mixed messages there. Mobile should be very near the top, if not the top, in my opinion. John, I don't know how you feel about that, but I tell people that mobile wasn't any part of your past, but it's going to dominate your future.
No, I couldn't agree more, really, Jim. I mean, I think, and mobile has changed, and it's intertwined with social, right? You can make a call from your Facebook page to the business if someone's looking at your, checking out your reviews on there. You can do it from the Google My Business. If someone Googles your business and it is there, which hopefully it is for SEO purposes, you can just push a little button and your phone dials it. And you may not realize as a small business owner that that's where a lot of your calls are coming from.
That's right. And those are increasingly the expectations of your customers and prospects.
That's right. The entire design of Facebook and Google, just to name two of the huge ones, is driven to find information and make a call quickly on a mobile device.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference from a year or 2 years ago.
Yep, absolutely. And see, these are, and this is what I keep saying, John, about is what you're supposed to be doing tomorrow and a year from now are 100% based on the expectations of your customers, and their expectations are increasingly in the palm of their hand, aren't they, John?
They're already there every day.
Yeah. Correct. Hey, John, I need the website again, please.
Manta.com, M-A-N-T-A.com.
So, folks, check it out. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Yeah, always a pleasure. John Swansiger, ladies and gentlemen. We love having him on with this good research. It's always very insightful. Don't forget to check out the website for the, especially for this report. It's very, the way they've got it laid out is very clear and easy to read. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.